After 2 months in the job, Police Minister Senzo Mcunu says they are shifting gear.
It is now time to dust off those dockets. It's now time to get to another gear of policing in South Africa as a whole. It's a different era, and it has come, and we're on to it. Second issue is trust. Trust is something that requires all parties to build, even to rebuild, for that matter. Sometimes trust breaks, even between two people who are married. Here, we have a country to run. That is South Africa. And security is a pillar in ensuring stability and economic growth of the country. And people who have been mandated to do this are SAPS, South African Police Services. There's no one else. Now, together with SAPS, we're 24 hours on the task. We are going out there to say, first, there may be things here and there that may have caused a perception that SAPS are not to be trusted. But we are saying we are going out there to do the job. Now, look at what we are doing, whether we deserve trust or not. We are not going to go out to cry and say, please trust us, please trust us. We instead are going to do our job the way it has to be done. And then we'll leave you with judgment whether we are to be trusted or not. But I must assure you and the public out there that we will do everything to ensure that we promote the rule of law in the country, that we bring order in this country, that we deal with criminals in this country head on when it is necessary. And I see that it is necessary. But I want to warn them, as I did inside, that the criminals, when they see police doing their job, they must surrender, or they will be made to surrender.
The minister was speaking in the Eastern Cape, where a mass murder took place at the weekend. In the same briefing, Premier Oscar Mabuyane said the state would not fold its arms while criminals kill civilians.
This is war. So many deaths at the same time only happens when people are at war. And I don't think we should really be resting on our laurels, folding our arms when criminals have declared war. We will definitely reciprocate that. And this is exactly what we're doing. That's a point that the minister is making. When these thugs are actually drawing their firearms, pointing to police, we don't expect police to run around like headless chicken. Our people are dependent on them. Police are the state themselves. We need to really restore that law and order, and people must respect that. Part of what we've just observed in the recent past, here, Gauteng, Western Cape, KZN, particularly in the taxi industry, the high-caliber machines that are used to protect taxi bosses that are just being showcased everywhere. And as we know, the law says those guns should be on holsters, and you can have them, but you cannot just be showcasing them the way that it has been happening. We spoke with the PC in our PIF. PC, this must come to an end. We can't go to funerals again and see people shooting at random, people protecting other people the way that they've been doing. There must be law and order. We are not a banana republic. Surely, we have said so. We can't really coexist with criminality. We can't give space to thugs. We're not just going to eliminate conditions. We'll basically eliminate thugs. They must not be in our society anymore. Our people have lived terrible life. Is enough, and it cannot go on more than that.
Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.